you doing?
Good.
You're right.
We're ready.
All right. Welcome to the Brooks Rebovey Heights Board of Education organizational meeting. Today is Wednesday, January 6th, 6 p.m., well, 6:05, at the Education Center. This is a meeting of the Board of Education in public for the purpose of conducting the school district's business and is not to be considered a public community meeting. Item A, oath of office. Mr. Bedine.
Three of our re-elected board members would like to stand. We can do the oath together.
But if you got them together, we'd be better picture for
you.
Just saying that.
It's all about the publicity.
I'm sorry.
You two, where do you want to, where would you like?
In front of the table.
Flags.
Next year, not this year. So that's the only, there's two lines in there. We need to delete the second one.
So how do we do that procedurally? Just you calling it out?
The agenda will be, you'll be voting to approve the agenda as modified to delete that.
Okay. And is that it then? Are we, can we take roll then?
Yes.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Item E, organization of the board.
Can I have a quick question?
Yes.
Are we going to need to decide this before next January so that we're ahead of the game for them, or is this something that will just take place so then next January?
What I suggest, Twinsburg got 3 years, which threw the whole thing off because of this new legislation. So what I think, we are well ahead of it, deciding where we want to go by October, because I'm going to be up after the next year, 2000, 17. And ideally, the person in the rotating seat would fill my vacancy. So they've kind of got a year to be acclimated. So it's got to be somebody who wants to be.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
We should decide ahead of
that. Should be that would be the better way to do it.
Because we should just keep that in our minds and we need to be thinking about that ahead of time.
Yeah.
Are they still picking board members of districts to be representatives?
Yes.
Or?
Yes, and it's going to be close to a majority. Now, this year, nobody is, but Mr. Verost had to leave office, and he's in Ladonia. So it's now there's three, and then I'm hearing the intention of possibly two other districts. So, you know, I mean, we put that in, but we may want to just have a discussion and see which way we land. We are asking for possibly a levy next November, so then, you know, that was what our concern is. You're not an elected official, and you're going to be asking for money, so you're not tied to the district. So
I remember one of my charters and going over there to turn on it was not to have a new levy anytime soon.
We don't have to get into the specifics of the permanent and all that, but the thing is that person then will be tied to the district, and it could cause, you know, they're not part of those discussions.
Right.
So, I don't know. There's two people on the ballot at the same time, whether it is or not. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, something we'll have to keep our eye on. Item E, organization of the board for 2016. Item 1, election of a president for 2016. Are there any nominations? Yes.
I'd like to nominate Mr. Jansen to continue serving the board as president.
Mr. Jansen has been nominated. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations, Mark.
You want another photo off?
Sure.
I'm doing the president, and then we'll do the vice president after that. Sure. Is that?
I need the gavel.
Is the oath identical?
Do we have to do the oath next on the?
I think we do.
We probably should.
But you could stage.
You can stage the picture.
Yeah.
I state your name.
I'm Mark Jansen.
Do hereby solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will perform faithfully.
And that I will perform faithfully.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
My duties as Board of Education President.
My duties as Board of Education President.
And the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District.
And the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District.
Congrats.
Thank you.
I now hand control over to you.
Thank you, Martin.
Don't touch your television set.
Item E3, election of a vice president for 2016. May I have a motion, please?
So move for nomination.
Motion. Yes.
Yes, I'd like to nominate Kathleen Mack.
Very good. Kathleen Mack, roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhauer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Another one of them will stage the photo?
Yes.
Repeat after me. I state your name.
I state your name. Hi, Kathleen Mack.
Do hereby solemnly swear
that I will support the Constitution of the United States. That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And the Constitution of the State of Ohio.
And that I will perform faithfully.
And that I will perform faithfully.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
My duties as Board of Education Vice President.
My duties as Board of Education Vice President.
For the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District.
For the Brecksville Broadview Heights City School District.
Thank you.
All right. You want? Okay.
Could you throw them with their hands up or something?
How about if you just stand closer together? Just so it doesn't look like the string is...
How about if I run out of way?
Sorry, you're roughing everything. So I'm really sorry, Kathy. No, sometimes. I am very sorry. That's nice. Mr. Danza, can I ask you to step just a little closer to the flag? Okay, now I promise I'm done.
Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. Item E5, order voting on motions and resolutions in 2016. Again, order for voting shall be in alphabetical order with the exception of the board president who will vote last. Robert's rules of order shall prevail in determining all board meeting procedural questions. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second. Any questions or discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Burnham?
Yes.
Mr. Dozen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziller?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item F. Treasurer, CFO, and Superintendent's Business. Item 1, may I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
I'll cover them if you'd like. Will they cover these?
Sure.
I don't believe anything in here has changed. Tax advances, we're required to have that resolution for the county to disburse our advances as available, which we should have one on January 15 or 16, if this is the first one coming. Payment of bills, which then we provide to you, the ones 10,000 over, the others are available as a matter of public record at any time. Waiving the reading of the minutes, it's for time efficiency. Investment of funds that was done in compliance with the code cited. Appropriation, budget modifications, which if those adjust the appropriations that you've approved, those come back to you for approval. $20,000 service fund is per Ohio Revised Code. This board, I have never seen them spend anywhere close to that. Approving blanket purchase orders, $10,000. We do those for vendors that we use on an ongoing basis, like fuel, food purchases for our cafeteria program. Superintendent's authority for the professional meetings and services, the standard business operation. Payment of people that happens, authorizing that is, again, the formality that is granted each year. Superintendent to file application for projects. Those are generally grants. Normally ours are limited to CCIP grants. We also have the foundation grants that happen. We've had a couple of science and STEM-related grants that have been transacted here. Those typically are seen by the board to get it through appropriation modifications that are needed for the expenditure of those funds. The authorizing a facsimile signature, which would be painful otherwise, to sign all the checks and purchase orders that happen here. Designating the superintendent designee as purchasing agent. As a matter of practice, it's the business manager. And the superintendent designee is the appeal officer for out-of-school suspensions. It's a normal one, I believe, that is typically handled by the director of human resources as the designee. Authorizing the superintendent to hire personnel to accept resignations, those always come back to you, as you know. But since we meet once a month, there's time issues that are involved with that. And authorize the superintendent to delegate to the principals the items you see listed there for photography, yearbook, graduation. Most of that goes to high school principal, but certainly there are pictures that are done as they go forward and all that as well.
I have a question.
Yes.
So the photography, remember how we were looking at that whole process, I think it was about a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Did we ever get a report on what that final culmination was of that?
We did get the information from the principal on the number of different companies we were solicited for quotations, I guess I'd call it,
okay.
It's not an official bid item. And the process appeared to be very clean in what was done. We complied with all the public records requests of the one particular vendor that
right.
had some additional interest in what had happened, and pricing-wise, quality-wise, on the types of packages. seemed like a pure process with quality outcome, and no one is required to go to that particular vendor. That seemed to be one of the sticking points in that particular vendor's inquiries, that we were requiring students to go there. All we were actually doing was requiring, they could go anywhere they wanted for their yearbook photography, for their senior portraits, let me call it. For their yearbook portrait, though, we did ask for them to come to a free session for a standard yearbook pose, okay, so that those could all be uniform. But that was done at no charge to the families.
So it was a communication, miscommunication, would you say, more, or not necessarily?
Well, the question was, did the district pay the photographer, or did the purchasers of the yearbooks pay the photographer?
The district does not have any direct outlay of cash.
Right.
The families buy the senior portrait packages as a result of kind of getting that preferred contract status. They then do certain events for us that they provide photographs of certain numbers of athletic events, dances, other activities. They'll take the our student activity group shots that they'll do for the yearbook students to use in the production of the actual book. But they don't make any direct compensation from us.
Right.
Nor do we get compensation from them, other than our yearbook staff does receive the benefit of those certain portraits that I mentioned of the groups and activities, as well as some camera equipment, I believe, that is made available for our students to use in the production of the yearbook.
Okay.
Any other And I have not heard, since we closed that issue and responded to the gentleman who made those inquiries, I have not heard another word about that. Until you actually asked tonight, it seems to.
Well, I haven't thought about it.
Because
that was, and I just never heard a follow-up. I know Mark had met with them, and
I talked to him on a couple of occasions, and had actually dealt with him in another district as well. And
right.
Seemed to work its way through.
Okay.
But your point is valid. It's always letter and intent of how we do business.
I just worried that, I saw the communications, and that was my concern, is the way it was communicated, I felt was misleading, even though it didn't intend to be.
Correct.
That people, because I was one of the, my daughter was a senior, and it did look like that's who you had
to use. On the surface of the initial.
I just wanted to know if that was rectified, that part.
And I don't have a direct answer to that, because frankly don't know if that was. But I know in successive pieces to that original distribution in that particular year, they were not as potentially misleading, I guess I'll call it.
Okay.
There did seem to be in that first promotional piece a hint of, yeah, you have to go here, which if you read down through it was, this is our preferred photographer and you have to get a picture taken from them, taken by them, but it's the free one. But you had to read a little bit to discern that information.
And I think that, after talking to him, there were concerns, but that was his main concern.
Yes.
Is that he felt like he wasn't getting that opportunity just because it looked like that's the only option you had.
And this isn't definite proof that it was remedied, but we have not had, to my knowledge, any types of comments or inquiries this year, so perhaps that was remedied, but I cannot definitively answer that because I didn't truthfully follow up to see.
Okay.
It's a teaching moment for the sponsor of the yearbook committee.
And we had conversations with the various high school staff involved in that at the time, and that's why I want to say that I believe it was cleaned up.
Well, can I ask you this? So when I'm reading this last one, I'm wondering if maybe there could be another checkpoint where the business manager, somebody else, looks at it. Who the principals checking off on this?
They do have that authority. It is probably not even up this year. Those are typically multi-year arrangements that are established, so I'd be surprised if it's up again this year, although I don't remember the sequence of it, honestly.
All right. Okay.
I can get more information.
No, I mean, I'm not ahead of this, so we'll just go ahead.
Any other comment or discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhard?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item G, Appointment of Board of Education representatives and committees on behalf of the district administrative leadership. In other words, the current board member serving in the various positions, numbers one through 16. Let's take them one at a time. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Let's take them one at a time and see if there's any changes. Number one, representative to the Transportation Appeals Committee has been Mrs. Mack.
Does somebody else want to do that?
If I mean, it doesn't take.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, twice in 5 years.
Oh, if you want it, you can have it.
I'm just saying, I didn't know if it was really, I don't care.
I have to give somebody else an opportunity that I have been, you know.
I can take it.
Privy to.
Okay, so Mark can do that.
Thank you. Number two, representatives to the PSO Council have been Ms. Bernauer and Mr. Ziegler.
And I'll actually be there tomorrow.
Good. I won't.
You won't?
Oh,
okay. But can you still be the other rep?
I mean, I can be, sure.
Or unless somebody else wants to.
Thank you for continuing. Number three, legislative liaison person to the Ohio School Boards Association has been Ms. Burnham.
I love doing that.
Great. Thank you. Number four, Ohio School Boards Association student achievement liaison has been Ms. Mack.
Okay. Sounds good.
Liaison persons for the Brecksville Council on a rotating basis have been myself, Ms. Bernauer, and Mr. Ziegler.
That's fine.
Great.
I like breakfast.
I know I haven't gotten to go to that many. I'm just the person that was which is fine.
Number six, liaison persons for the Broadview Heights Council, Mr. Dozen and Ms. Bernauer.
Can I be on that as well? Mr. Wolf, the councilman there.
Sure.
Has there been any progress at all with any meeting?
You know what? I think we only met maybe twice all last year. Scott and I met with Sam a couple of times. Could probably work on that, though.
We need a few of their council people, too, so you
can spend
a few
days. Brian contacts me all the time for things.
Yeah. No, but...
but they're usually
says
things
he will make sure that it happens. But that's what...
But he hasn't been able to come to the morning meetings because he's working. So I think maybe if we can figure out a way to schedule him at different times. But
well, I wouldn't be able to come either. So
oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean,
that's
we
good
could
point.
Figure something else out, maybe.
Okay.
Like on Saturday.
Okay.
So that's your mission.
There's three of us now.
There's three,
doable.
Okay.
Okay. Number seven is representative of the Broadview Heights Tax Incentive Review Council, which has been Mr. Dozen.
Yeah, I'm trying to stay with that.
Isn't quite taxed you on that one.
No, it's not.
Thank you. Number eight, representative to the Brecksville Broadview Heights Schools Foundation has been Ms. Mack.
Yeah.
Thank you. Representative to the Partnership for a Healthy Community has been Ms. Bernauer and Mr. Ziegler.
I'd like to stay with them.
Yeah, me too.
Thank you very much.
So, excuse me. So you're both going to be on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Representative to the Yuletide Hunger Program has been Ms. Bernauer.
Why don't you bring that up?
No, I do want to do it. I actually called Mrs. Washabaugh to find out. And yes, I will do it. She didn't know I was it, so she didn't know to contact me.
Okay,
so we worked it out. And she's.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to do it.
She wasn't sure what it was.
And I was like, I called Kathy. I said, nobody's called me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So.
Yeah. Okay.
We have it worked out.
Okay.
Representative to the Wellness Committee has been myself. If anybody else wishes to do so, they can. Otherwise, I'll continue. Got it. Representative to the Cuyahoga Valley Career Center, representative, meaning our elected representative, has been Ms. Mack, and you're still it.
Yeah, I'm still it.
Number 13, representative to the Community Awareness and Prevention Association, has been Mr. Ziegler.
I'd like to stay with that.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense with the health and wellness, aren't they both kind of hand
in hand? I actually thought I was more on that than the other, but yeah, sure, I'd do that too.
We can do that.
Unless there's somebody else that wants to, I don't want to, I mean, I know if you want to do some more committees, it's okay.
Our representatives to the Business Advisory Council have been Mr. Dozen and Mr. Ziegler.
I'd like to stay.
I'll stay.
Thanks. And representative to the Pilot Science Technology Engineering and Math Committee, STEM, has been Ms. Mack.
Yes.
Great. Safety and Security Committee has been myself. No objections. I'll stay. And may I any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhard.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item H, appointment of Board of Education reps on behalf of the Board of Education. Numbers 1 through 3. May I have a resolution, please?
Motion. So
motion,
moved.
Please.
Did you say something already?
I said.
So moved. Oh, so moved.
Second.
There we go.
Hey.
Number 1, Financial Liaison Audit Committee have been Mr. Dozen and Ms. Burnell.
I'm happy to continue.
Fine,
I so look forward to that audit committee or report.
Yeah, we just
yeah, good.
Number 2, representatives to the Permanent Improvement Committee have been myself and Mr. Ziegler.
I'd like to stay with them.
I'm actually interested in. I know I was.
I thought you were on it.
I thought I was too.
Oh.
Well, that one might actually be incorrect here because I'm pretty sure it's been you and me.
Yeah, I
yes.
thought it was.
Continue?
Yes.
Got it. Thank you. Number 3, representatives to the Board Policy Committee have been Ms. Bernauer and myself.
I'm happy to continue unless somebody else wants it.
Hearing none.
I'm
shocked.
Great. Any other further discussion? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item I, compensation for meetings in 2016. Resolution to set board member compensation at $100 per meeting effective January 1, 2016. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second. I thought we left the zero off.
This is called the Dave Tryon bill.
Is that a 15% reduction or something?
Yeah, and it's a negotiation year. I don't know. Should we talk about this? What will we do with that 25?
I know, yeah.
That news for you. I know I'm the only one here.
No, that's okay.
I didn't sign up for
this. It's been more before.
Yeah.
A few years ago, it was reduced.
Yeah.
No, I know.
That's
yeah,
what she's
no,
saying.
Oh, okay.
She says she could use it.
Yeah.
Mr. Velasco did argue the same thing.
It was 150 back
then. His wife wanted the money, he said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 150, and then it came down a couple times.
See, I thought you couldn't go higher than 125.
I thought, isn't 150, is that the ceiling?
125, but they lifted the cap on meetings.
What?
Oh, meaning you could...
So you mean
the number of meetings you can have?
Yes.
Better than having
seven
meetings a month.
And then
that
was 11 a.m. and I know there was some controversy.
So the weekly meeting was
running
that's
where that became the issue in some districts where that became questionable.
Sure it did.
All of a sudden there were...
Yes.
Okay, and I'm being funny, but I really don't think we should raise it at all because too many of our employees have not
this
seen
this is one of those
so.
Things that will never...
Increase it during your term of office.
Yeah, that was the
so if you change now, it would be effective 2 years from now.
It's he never court. Got it.
It's a quirky piece in law.
You're kidding. It would still have 2 years left.
So when you do an increase, you typically have two or three people receiving it and two or three not until the four-year cycle runs. So
what about a reduction?
Well, I don't think that was contemplated in the statute, to be honest with you.
We deserve to go up, right? We go down. We're going to come out into the next one against us. We're having like zero, you know?
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernauer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Item J, representation of legal counsel. Resolution to approve the following list of firms for legal counsel representation during 2016, including Smith, Peters, and Kallele, Chester, Sumter, and Associates, Fisher and Phillips, Peppel and Wagner, Squire, Patton, Boggs. Additionally, the Ohio School Board Association and the law directors for the cities of Brecksville and Broadview Heights may be used as appropriate. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
No, Blackie. Is that?
He's Fisher Phillips.
Oh, I forgot. Okay, sorry.
And this list may be amended.
That's what I was going to make sure. I thought that that's what you said. Okay.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhard?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item K, 2016 Ohio School Board Association membership. Resolution to approve the membership in the Ohio School Board Association for calendar 2016 in the amount of $8,722. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
We can't drop out.
We did explore it, though.
Yeah.
To our credit. We did not that we want. Well, I'm not afraid.
We did. Roll call, please.
We did explore.
Mrs. Bernhard?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item L, 2016 Legal Assistance Fund membership. Resolution to approve Legal Assistance Fund participation with the Ohio School Board Association for calendar year 2016 in the amount of $250. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion, questions? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhard?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item M, appointment of staff positions for the year 2016. Which numbers 1 through 6, which include Title IX Hearing Officer, Director of Human Resources, Anti-Harassment Grievance Officer, Director of Human Resources, and Director of Curriculum and Instruction. Number 3, 504 ADA Compliance Officer, Director of Pupil Services, and Director of Human Resources. Item 4, Civil Rights Coordinator, Director of Pupil Services. Number 5, Homeless Liaison, Director of Pupil Services. Number 6, Suspension Appeal Officer as Designee of the Board, Director of Human Resources. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or discussion?
I'm assuming these are all the same.
Yeah.
They are.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhard?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item N, appointment of District Records Officer for the 2016 year. Number 1, resolve to recognize the Treasurer CFO and the Director of People Services as District Records Officers. The individuals in this position will also serve as the Brexel-Broadview Heights Board of Education designees in this regard. May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Mrs. Bernhard?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item O, budget for the 2016-17 fiscal year. In tab 1, items 1 and 2, public hearing on the proposed 16-17 fiscal year budget, and 2, resolution adopting the budget for the 16-17 fiscal year. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
The budget is presented in the tab to you. I'll spend a little time unless you have questions. I don't personally have never seen much purpose in this document, but I think there are two perhaps legitimate purposes. One would be we need to show the county for reasons in code that we have a need for them to assess all of the millage that has been voted for our benefit as a school district. So this document does that. The forecast certainly does it and other things, but this is what's legally required, so we would submit it for that purpose. The other one, and perhaps even more valid, is bond millage is levied to retire the amount of debt in that particular year, principal and interest payments. So there's a schedule here where we report the principal and interest obligations for the particular fiscal year, as well as the outstanding balance. It allows the county to assess the appropriate amount of millage to retire that debt in that year, and this is the only way they would have that. I mean, they could get it other ways, I suppose, but this document certainly covers that. So there's, I would always suggest folks go back and look at the forecast as our guiding document as to where we believe our revenues and expenses will go, and then our monthly financial reports that update the progress toward that. Not utilize this document for much more than the two reasons I stated. But we do want to be in compliance with the law, and we do want to be able to get those tax dollars as soon as they're ready.
Does this just flow from reporting you already have to do, or does somebody actually have to sit down and create this document?
I create it, but it's less than 2 hours probably now. I have a template. I actually pull the numbers in off of other documents we've created, and it doesn't take much time. Years ago, this thing was much more voluminous with schedules that were required, split by half months of the fiscal year, split by salaries and fringes versus other areas. Some counties still require that. Cuyahoga County, to their credit, went to this modified alternative version, which is very, very nice.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Burnhammer.
Yes.
Mr. Dosen.
Yes.
Mr. Jansen.
Yes.
Mrs. Mack.
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler.
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Item P, in accordance with Board Policy 9211, Brexville Broadview Heights Board of Education acknowledges the following district support organizations, 1 through 9, Parent PSO, Parent School Organization Council, Band Boosters, Orchestra Boosters, Vocal Music Boosters, B Athletic Boosters, BBHHS Hockey Club, Brexville Broadview Heights Schools Foundation, and the Brexville Broadview Heights High School Speech Team Boosters. Item Q, executive session for the purpose of reviewing negotiations or bargaining sessions with public employees concerning their compensation or other terms and conditions of employment as per Board Policy 0166, Item E. May I have a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Mrs. Burnhammer?
Yes.
Mr. Dosen?
Yes.
Mr. Jansen?
Yes.
Mrs. Mack?
Yes.
Mr. Ziegler?
Yes. Yes. Motion passes 5-0. We'll now be in executive session. There will be no more official business conducted this evening.